what the president sought to do, that instead of looking at his own promises of the last 6 years, he decided to cast his eyes back to 1994, when there was a sense of promise. The promise that Mandela spoke about of a country in which all persons live in harmony and with equal opportunities. The reality today is that that ideal remains very elusive. And most commentators have said Ramaphosa's presidency has actually reversed all the gains that were made in the last 8 years.
Professor, first of all, let me go to the issue of energy. The president spoke about that. We know that South Africans have been experiencing this load shedding. Do you think the president addressed the issue to your satisfaction?
No. The people remember that the load shedding came after he took over. We had load shedding before during President Zuma's time, and that was resolved for 3 years. And once President Zuma stepped down, President Ramaphosa came in. That's when load shedding came back. So people are tired of his promise of ending load shedding. And he continues to repeat this. It is still amazing that when you have a challenge that is complex, you'll come up with simplistic solutions that you know full well will not work.
The president also spoke about crime and insecurity. He said that South Africans deserve to live freely. Your comment?
Well, that is correct. That's what we expect from any government. We have seen since it took over escalating crime, the rate of murders has increased. So we are not doing better as a country. So the president says all these things that people know to be obvious. But then what he does not own up is that under his administration, things have become worse. If you deal with the notion of corruption, the Transparency International and the Corruption Watch in South Africa, and also another survey by Afrobarometer, had indicated that under Ramaphosa, corruption has become worse. This is why the ANC has been progressively losing support. In 2019, the ANC went down in terms of support. In 2021, 2 years later, when we had municipal elections, the ANC lost the major metros. So the people are voting with their feet. Coming to the next election, it is very clear that the ANC will no longer be a leader of society. It will not be getting more than 50%. So what the president is saying is not consistent with reality.
President Ramaphosa highlighted South Africa's role in the Russia-Ukraine war, also the Israel-Hamas war. He reiterated that all conflicts must end through negotiations.
Well, there's nothing brilliant about that. That is a position that most countries have actually done. But what Ramaphosa has actually done is to always seek any opportunity for public relations. When they went to Ukraine and to Russia, they achieved nothing. All they said is exactly the same thing. There's no one in this world who does not believe that the negotiations are the best course of action. But for African leaders and our president, anything that gives them a photo opportunity is seen as a success. The Russian trip achieved nothing because if there's any change that occurs there, it occurs because of the balance of forces between Russia and Ukraine. What South Africa has done with the International Court of Justice is the correct thing, because we as peace-loving people, we cannot sit idly and watch when we see some genocidal actions taking place. And for that, the president must be praised and South African government must be praised. But people at home are saying, in the same way that you're concerned about the land occupation there, what about the fact that the Africans in the country of their birth, in the country of their forebears, still occupy 11.5%? When are you going to address our issues at home?